let's go immediately to the discovery that scientists say has redefined the building blocks of life. It centres on a bacteria that thrives on arsenic, adding a new dimension to what biologists consider to be the necessary elements for life, currently viewed as carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulphur. This discovery could expand the search for other life on Earth and beyond. One of the authors of the new study is astrophysicist Paul Davies, well known to Australian audiences from his stints working here, of course. He's now director of the Beyond Centre for Fundamental Conception Science at Arizona State University, and he joins us from there now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, what does this discovery mean, and how does it rewrite, or does it rewrite, the biological rules of life?
I think it's incredibly significant, and it's a number of firsts involved here. One is it's very rare in biology for somebody to predict in advance the existence of a new type of organism and then go out and find it. But that's exactly what my colleague Felisa Wolf-Simon has done. She was a young postdoc here at Arizona State University when I came 4 years ago, and she impressed me with her vision and her ability. And we ran a workshop in which the theme was, is there more than one form of life on Earth? And most of the contributions at this workshop were, well, maybe there could be something like this or maybe something like that. Felisa said there could be organisms that replace phosphorus with arsenic. So it was very incisive. And we subsequently wrote a paper with a colleague of ours, Ariel Ambar, and this was published a year or so ago, predicting that these bugs would be out there. And then she went and found them in Mono Lake in California, which is laced with arsenic. It's a great place to go look for arsenic life. And so there's tremendous excitement. It's the first time an organism has been found that departs from the six basic elements that you mentioned at the beginning.
And as you say, when you began discussing this idea of life forms, you know, existing on Earth some years ago, different kind of life forms, it was termed this notion of weird life, a life that might exist with arsenic in it replacing phosphorus in it. Yes. What makes it weird life, and what makes us then start thinking from that point, oh, let's look perhaps extraterrestrially?
Well, I came at this from the point of view that it's very fashionable these days for astrobiologists, hard to say, that life is common in the universe. It's widespread. And that's based on the assumption that if you have another Earth-like planet, and we think there are lots out there, then life will obligingly pop up. In other words, it's easy to make in Earth-like conditions. Now, if that's so, I reasoned that there must be more than one form of life on Earth. It must have happened many times over right here. Well, how do we know it didn't? Could it be that there are microorganisms hiding in plain sight? They just look like common or garden microbes, but that they represent a new branch of life, a whole new domain of life. And in particular, we're interested in whether, if life has really started twice, whether there is another tree of life alongside our own tree, so that we can find microorganisms that were not just another branch on our tree of life, but a whole new tree with a separate origin. Now, these organisms are not it, I have to say. They are basically bacteria. You wouldn't look twice at them unless you guessed that they may be doing an arsenic trick. And that's Felisa's brilliance. She thought, well, we can't tell by looking, but let's test them in the lab by giving them huge amounts of arsenic and zero phosphorus and see if they curl up like victims in an Agatha Christie novel. Well, most of the microbes, of course, did curl up and die, but this particular strain called GFAJ lived on and thrived on a diet of arsenic and zero phosphorus. And then the next step was to see, where has the arsenic gone? Did the organisms take it into their innards, or did they just for example, feed on it for energy and spit it out again? Well, after a battery of tests, we've established that indeed the microbes have got the arsenic right into their vital machinery, into their DNA, into their membranes, into their proteins. It's right inside them. They are genuinely arsenic organisms.
It's 11 past six on RN Breakfast. Our guest this morning is astrophysicist Paul Davies. But Paul, this arsenic trick, as you describe it, I mean, we've seen before organisms evolve and to difficult circumstances, extreme circumstances. Could this not just be some kind of trick of evolution? Does it necessarily prove that this is a different kind of bacteria, a different kind of organism harking back to a different kind of life?
Right, that's a very important question, and one that we can't answer in our present state of knowledge. We have to do a lot more work. You're quite right that it could be that this is just a quirky little bug that has evolved to cope with the dreadful conditions in Mono Lake, and it's of no deep significance. Or it could be that it's like a living fossil, a hangover from an ancient time when all life was based on arsenic. So there is a possibility that when life began in, we think, a deep ocean volcanic setting where there's plenty of arsenic, not much phosphorus, that it all started out going down the arsenic route, and that only later did most life evolve away from that and adopt phosphorus. So it could be in the other direction, but we just don't know at this stage.
Even if it was life starting going down the arsenic route somewhere else, you talk about these, other kinds of, lots of other kind of planets out there similar to ours, or environments similar to Earth-like planets. Does that suggest, does it take us any closer to the notion that there is, life on Mars or other life forms out there necessarily?
Well, it certainly helps, because every time we make a discovery in biology, and it tends to be microbiology, it's microbes only, we find that life can exist under a wider range of conditions than we had hitherto believed. And now we found an organism that doesn't even need the basic chemical toolkit that all other organisms seem to need. And so it enlarges the places we might look for life beyond Earth. But I think the most significant thing is this, that it shows that it's possible on theoretical grounds to predict the existence of an organism that you would never guess, because they just look like little bugs, you would never guess without testing, and find that there can be something utterly extraordinary right under our noses. And it's my hope that if we go on looking, maybe down the arsenic route, maybe some other way, we will find microbes that are truly descendants of a second genesis. And then we would be able to say, well, there are two forms of life on Earth. Life has started here twice, two out of two, on one Earth-like planet. Are we to believe that there is no life on any of the other Earth-like planets? I think it would be very convincing if we found it had happened twice here. There's plenty of real estate out there where life might form. If it's happened twice here, then I think the universe will be teeming with life. That's the significance. But we're not there yet. We need to carry on down this path. It's going to be a huge boost to looking for this, what we call shadow biosphere of alternative life right here on Earth.
So this is, in a sense, turbocharges the sort of work you do there at the Beyond Centre.
Absolutely, yes. You see, when we first came up with this idea, nobody really took it seriously. And I have to hand it to NASA. NASA have funded this research, and they took a gamble on it. And young Felisa took a huge gamble. She's only in her early 30s. Most young scientists play safe and work on the mainstream. She was prepared to stick her neck out and go look for the things that she predicted, and she found them. So it's such a wonderful day for her.
In a sense, though, you think it's so important that we have this predictive science to predict the existence of an organism, then go out and find it. But couldn't that be seen critically, too, that if you're assuming something is there and then you go and make sure you find it? You go to a lake, filled with arsenic. Is that how you describe this lake, a very heavily...
Well, that's exaggerating it a bit, but it's a salty lake in which there's a high level of arsenic, yes.
I mean, does it not stand to reason that you're going to find something that's adapted to arsenic there?
Well, not really, because arsenic is, of course, a poison for all life that we knew hitherto. And so to guess that it can substitute for phosphorus, and furthermore, there can be an organism which can cope with both. This particular microbe has dual capacity. It can utilize phosphorus or arsenic, depending on what it can get. So it was obviously a logical place to look. That's true. Mm. But nevertheless, I have to say that there were very, very few people who believed Felisa. And when the rest of us got behind her, there was just a handful of people who were prepared to take this seriously. Unfortunately, NASA did, because the research got funded. Now I think we're seeing an explosion of research into arsenic organisms. I think this is a window on a whole new field of microbiology.
And a tribute to sort of creative thinking and a strong resolve.
A tribute to the existence of young scientists who have not only the vision, but the guts to stick with it and go look for something radically new.
Paul, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
That's my pleasure, Fran. Thanks.
Paul Davies is director of the Beyond Centre for Fundamental Conception Science at Arizona State University, and obviously an astrophysicist and one of the lead researchers that backed up the young Felisa Wolff-Simons, as he's been describing there, as she went out in search of this theory that life can exist not just as we know it, with the six building blocks of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus and sulfur, but you can substitute phosphorus for arsenic, which hitherto we thought was poisonous, as Paul described there. Perhaps there's a life out there that survives on something beyond the building blocks we've known of so far. And on the Science Show tomorrow, Robin Williams and the science team will explore further the significance of this discovery. So tune in from around noon if you want to hear more about it. It's 17 past 6.